What maketh this but Jupiter the king, that is prince and cause of all thing, converting all unto his proper will, from which it is derived, sooth to tell? And here against no creature alive, of no degree, availeth for to strive. Then is it wisdom, as it thinketh me, to make in virtue of necessity, and take it well that we may not eschew, and namely what to us all is due. And whoso groucheth aught, he does folly. And rebel is to him that all may gee. And certainly a man has most honour to die in his excellence and flower when he is certain of his good name. Then has he done his friend, nor him, no shame. And gladder ought his friend be of his death, when with honour up-yielded is his breath, than when his name appalled is for age, for all forgotten is his vassalage. Then is it best, as for a worthy fame, to dien when that he is best of name. The contrary of all this is wilfulness. Why grouchen we? Why have we heaviness, that good archite of chivalry, the flower, departed is with duty and honour, out of this foul prison of this life? Why grouchen here his cousin and his wife, of his welfare that loveth them so well? Can he them thank? Nay, God wot, never a deal that both his soul and eke himself offend. And yet they may their lusts not amend. What may I conclude of this long siri, but after woe I read us to be merry, and thank in Jupiter of all his grace? And, ere we departen from this place, I read that we make of sorrows too one perfect joy, lasting evermore. And look now where most sorrow is herein. There I will first amenden and begin. Sister, quod he, this is my full assent, with all the advice here of my parliament, that gentle Palamon, your own knight, that serveth you with will and heart and might, and ever has done since you first him knew, that you shall of your grace upon him rue, and taken him for husband and for lord. Lean me your hand, for this is our accord. Let's see now of your womanly pity. He is a king's brother's son, pardie, and though he were a poor bachelor, since he has served you so many year, and had for you so great adversity, it must be considered, leaveth me, for gentle mercy ought to pass and right. Then said he thus to Palamon the knight, I trow there needeth little sermoning to make you assent unto this thing. Come near, and take your lady by the hand. Betwixen them was made anon the bond that hight matrimony, or marriage, by all the council and the baronage. And thus, with all bliss and melody, hath Palamon he wedded Emily. And God, that all this world has wrought, send him his love that has it dear abought. For now is Palamon in all weal, living in bliss, in riches, and in heal. And Emily him loves so tenderly, and he her serveth also gently, that never was there no word them between of jealousy or any other teen. Thus endeth Palamon and Emily. And God save all this fair company. Amen.
This ends Disc 3.